Backing up what we just heard from Governor Fortunio, the Associated Press says nearly 60% of voters believe the economy is stagnating or getting worse. And today, the Labor Department released new jobs numbers showing that the U.S. added 214,000 new jobs last month. That's the ninth month in a row with increases of above 200,000, a hiring streak we haven't seen since the Clinton administration. Michael Regan, an editor at Bloomberg News, is with us. Hi, Michael.
Hi. Thanks for having me, Sasha.
Sure. And these look like good numbers, are they? Or is this jobs report more complicated than it appears?
They're pretty good numbers. You know, 214,000 jobs, like you said, added in the month. And the unemployment rate ticked down to 5.8%. One of the key numbers to look at is the labor force participation rate, which is basically the number of people either working or looking for work during the month. And it had really been on a sharp downward trend really since 2000, for over a decade now. And a lot of people who are worried about the economy felt that the drop in the unemployment rate had been more affected by that labor participation rate. And last month, it was at the lowest. It was at 62.7%, which was the lowest since 1978. This month, it actually did tick up to 62.8%. So not a big jump, but enough to at least gain some confidence that this drop in the unemployment rate is real and not a function of the labor participation rate. So in general, it's a pretty positive report. You know, no real huge negative surprises. You know, if you're looking for sort of the cloud of this on the silver lining, wage growth is not strong. And a lot of the jobs that we are adding are not, you know, super high paying, high skilled jobs. So, you know, the employment market is looking better. It's not growing like gangbusters by any stretch of the imagination.
Although when we look more at that sort of participation in the economy rate, there is that broader measure of unemployment that includes people who are working part-time but wish they could work full-time, and then people who've just stopped looking for work. And that rate still remains high at 11.5%. So does that temper this whole outlook?
You know, well, that rate is down a little bit, too, from the prior month. It was at 11.8%. So it is still an elevated number. It's a reason for concern. But, you know, it's moving in the right direction for sure.
U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez spoke with my colleague Jeremy Hobson earlier today, and he pointed out that we are moving in the right direction. He says 56 consecutive months of private job growth. But he identified the biggest challenge as how to share in this prosperity. Here's what he said.
Too many people are working hard, and they're not sharing in the benefits of the productivity in their workplace. They worked hard to bake that cake of prosperity, but they're not sharing in it.
So a reference basically to the numbers on pay, and it doesn't seem that that picture is very good.
Right. For the month, the average hourly wages in the U.S. only rose by 3 cents to $24.57 last month, according to this report out today. Year over year, wages are up about 2%. So when you factor in inflation going up at about 1.7%, it's hardly any movement higher in wages at all. And that has a lot to do with sort of the composition of the jobs that are being added. You know, again, not enough high-skilled, high-paying jobs to really move the needle on wages higher.
The report also shows that government hiring is up slightly, led mostly by hiring at state and local levels. And this is after years of deep cuts in public spending. How significant do you think that is?
It's very significant. You know, as you said, ever since the recession, the government, state, federal and local governments had been really a drag on the labor force. The headline number, you know, the change in non-farm payrolls that economists look at was actually lowered almost every month since 2009 because of the cuts in government jobs. That has sort of stabilized this year. For almost the entire year, government has not been a drag on the labor force. So it's, you know, it appears that the big, you know, downsizing of government has stopped this year, which is certainly a good sign for the economy.
That's Michael Regan. He's an editor at Bloomberg News. He's been talking to us by the latest jobs report out today. Michael, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.